Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What was that?
What did you just say before we started?
It looked like we just got out of church.
Yeah, it does, dude. Praising the Lord.
What was
praising
that?
Praising the Lord, man.
No, Ted, you can't just do that and then have... He's doing it again. I have no idea what he's doing.
Praising the Lord.
What are you doing?
I'm praising the Lord, man.
Is this your Christian arc?
Yeah, this is my Christian mark. You ever heard of millstone?
I have heard of a millstone. Dude, you were getting 100 shades darker.
You know what that was me doing?
What was that?
Exercising demons from my veins. They're coming out of my pores. Look, one just came out right here.
Are you actually going to church?
No!
Oh.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, you've come in with a confusing energy today.
and here's the thing. I go to church and I tell them my ideas.
Okay, you tell them your ideas. You think the church is looking for new ideas?
No, I don't tell the church my ideas.
The church is actually defending itself from new ideas.
I'm going like this. You know?
So you are at church.
Yeah. Tell the audio listeners what I'm doing right now.
He's twitching badly. Looking up.
Okay, that's not the whole story.
He's looking up and he's twitching as if he's like deep in thought and he's got something cooking, something. The gears are turning. He's connecting the dots. It's like he's inventing something.
That's not the whole story. Come on, you got it.
You're definitely not taking it easy.
What am I doing with my hands?
You're praying?
Yeah, there you go. I'm praying and I'm sending my ideas up to the Lord.
Welcome to Take It Easy. I've never prayed. I mean, you came from like a good Catholic home. I didn't.
No, there was nothing good about. Well, I mean, it was a great home, but there was nothing good about them. Us being us as Catholics, you know.
Oh, don't say that.
Seasonal
it was
Catholics,
great.
Man. At best,
you guys were
you know?
Fair weather
Catholics. There was a Sunday streak. There was a Sunday streak that you know.
What was your longest Sunday streak?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have the fucking log. You know, I don't got the spreadsheet.
A single digit? Single digit?
It felt like half my life.
So it's probably like three Sundays in a row.
I mean, yeah, probably. I mean, it was one of those things where, but God, you know, sitting in there, I've said it before, I wish I had my Game Boy. You know, and I remember, I think I remember making that pitch to my mom. I was like,
it really is a pitch as a kid for someone like about video games. You're like, how am I going to sell this?
Half, you know, growing up is less, you know, becoming a human and more becoming an excellent salesperson to your parents, you know?
Dude, I was trying to upsell my mom on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 for years. Other CODs were out. I was still working on that one.
It starts with 100 failed pitches of bringing the Game Boy SP into church. And, you know, it then evolves into, you know, a successful purchase of Red Dead Redemption at 13 years old, you know? Or, no, not even. Fucking 11 or something.
Yeah. As you refine your tactics over...
Yeah, no. Absolutely. Well,
I was getting Red Dead Redemption a little too early.
Yeah. Oh, we absolutely were. But, you know. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Take It Easy, the number one podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the like. I'm here with my best friend and confidant, Tucker Keen, and we're here to be telling you guys about how to take it easy. Everybody knows Take It Easy is the number one health and wellness podcast on the internet. Tucker, what are you doing for your health and wellness?
Well, Ted, the weather's great. It's fantastic up here in Massachusetts. So you know that means we're outside and we're grilling. We're cooking great food, great veggies, great meats, getting all that good sunshine. How's the weather down in L.A.?
The weather is absolutely blisteringly beautiful, Tucker. You know, I stepped outside and I smelled the air and I was like, man, I should do that more often. And then I didn't. But, you know, I'm looking to a brighter future, Tucker. You know, I may have sat down and last night fell into a period of rot and watched every single episode of Solo Leveling and fallen asleep at 3 a.m. But that's okay because today's a new day, Tucker. Today's a new day, a day for prayer, a day for
grilling. When's the last time you hit the grill? I bet it's been a while since you hit the grill, and you're supposed to be the grill guy.
It has. One time I was at a party at this YouTuber, you don't know him, but Courage, he's a 100 Thieves streamer.
I do not know Courage.
It's okay. It was a pool party. It was actually during the summer. It was like not even that recent.
The only Courage I know is in my heart.
There you go, because you're a Marine. We were there, and he's got, like, this nice double grill, you know? And nobody was using it. They had Chipotle catering at this party thing, and
I went to a different party with you at Chipotle catering.
It's an easy catering option,
that's
you know?
That's a pattern.
But let's not get carried away here with the Chipotle catering thoughts.
I really like Chipotle, though. What's
you know, I know you do, and I know you do, and I respect that, and I want you to honor that for yourself.
That white
I want
rice
you to
with
honor
lime
that.
And cilantro.
Okay, that's good. Well, do you think you can honor that for me?
Okay, I can honor it.
Good. I want you to, because I you deserve the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see a double grill, and I'm like... When was the last time you guys used this? And they're like, I don't know. They got a double grill, and then they got a grill on a roof, I think, too. And
rich
I was like,
people,
man,
this is
you,
rich
you guys
bullshit
buy
right
the
here.
Meats? I'll come over, and I'll start throwing my truffle saw on this, and you know, the rest is history.
Yeah? And what did they take you up on that?
You know, we made plans. You know, it's a classic influencer story. We made plans, and nothing came of it, you know?
That's kind of sad.
It is a little sad. In some ways, it haunts me. Maybe this is me speaking about my trauma right now.
You know, I don't want to ruin your day, but what if it's just you?
What?
No, that was way too mean. It couldn't be you. You're delightful.
Wait. What do you mean it's just me?
It's not an influencer thing. It's just people are dodging you.
Damn.
I never dodge you. I'm always like, I got to get to
you. You never dodge me? You never dodge me?
I don't think so. When's the last time I dodged you?
I can't name a time you dodged me, but now, man, I'm double.
You'll be
I'm
dodging me
every single.
You'll be dodging now, me next week. You're not even gonna see a new place.
Am I not? Am I not going? I guess not.
Oh,
yeah.
Am I? Am I not?
I guess I'm not. I well, oh, yeah.
How
it's
did
a busy time. It's
mind.
A busy.
Oh.
No, no, don't use that. I'm not a mom. Dodged. You can't use the mom dodged. Voice.
I've been dodged.
You can't use the mom voice?
I've been dodged by my co-host.
I'll tell you what.
And
I'll tell you what.
Friend,
if you could get Nixon. Former. Whoa. If you can get yourself a grill, a nice one.
I just grilled this. Look, I got a great piece of grilled chicken right here.
On a real grill?
Uh-huh.
Really?
I live in a house.
Wow.
Damn I grill it. Every night now. I don't use the oven.
That's fucked up.
And I have a grilling story. This is perfect.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Hold on. I think for the audio listeners.
No, don't do that to them. No, don't. They don't deserve that. We love them. We love them to death.
We do.
Some of them have you know, there's nothing better than being an audio listener and having misophonia, right? Specific audio listener that has misophonia or, more realistically, a self-diagnosed misophonia.
What is that?
It's when they don't like the sound of eating food, but physically hurts. It like physically hurts their brain, I think. I think it physically hurts their brain.
Like
no,
you know, disease.
But you're right. You're right. I mean, at the end of the day, mental illnesses aren't real, you know.
They're not
ADHD,
real. If I
just try
them,
to focus a little harder. You know what I say to people with ADHD? I'm like, have you heard of something called self-discipline?
That's what I say to you.
I know. That's what you said to me this morning, and I was like, okay, I've just gotta let it fall over me like water, you know? Because, man, it's so true. It's so true. I love it. Because I feel like I've got the values for self-discipline. I've got the values there.
It's putting the values to practice.
I think you get a little confused about it because my ADHD is so built in to who I am as a person.
Here's the thing. If I say you got to work on your discipline, I'm not saying I have great discipline. I'm just saying it's a discipline thing. It's the lifelong battle.
Now, you see, that's interesting. That's interesting. I think that I'm enjoying this. You know why I'm enjoying this? You want to understand why?
Why?
What? Because now that we're not,
this is going
well, because we had this agreement of not being competitive, you would have never admitted that in the competitive era.
No, the competitive era is gone. This is
it's
the new
gone
era. This is
from the world. Now we used to be atheist.
Wait, what?
We used to
not
be
on Facebook.
That was
I
the
wasn't.
Compet- well,
not
atheists
on Facebook.
Are competitive. They're like my thing better than yours. But now we're religious. We're all in this together. We're
it's
like
one
this
big happy family. Okay, he's doing it again, audio listeners. He's a beet red. He looks like he's about to have a heart attack.
Okay.
I think that's a pro of being a...
But, you know, I'm getting a little frustrated with your problems with my prayer. Because, like, what was our beautiful country built upon that you joined the military to
protect? Dude, I can see a bald eagle out my window right now.
That's nice. That's
a
sign.
You're fucking jealous.
That's a fucking sign, dude. I'm talking to you about the values of America. First thing you see is a bald eagle out your window. Take a picture of that right now. Throw it on the screen.
It's far. No, you're not. It's far. I can just see it up against the
Emma,
hill.
Throw the nicest stock photo of a bald eagle, and let's just say that's what Tucker's seeing right now.
Everywhere I've lived as an adult, there's been bald eagles.
You know, but you're getting on my case about my prayer. You're getting on my pace about my... It's my prayer! That's my prayer. I'm doing that. You're like, what did you join this country to protect?
You.
The Constitution.
No, it was you. You went to college and I said, well, one of us in this partnership has to go and serve.
So when you were given your vows to be a Marine, they were like, swear to uphold the life of Ted Nivison? And you said, yeah. And then you got your EGA little pin. That's what they were whispering to you up there? Well, no, they did it over a loudspeaker.
What did they do over a loudspeaker?
When you were at the EGA ceremony. I was there when you became Marine.
No, you weren't. The EGA ceremony is at the end of the crucible. You finish the hike and you go right into it.
Mm.
And then you guys come a week later.
Oh, bullshit. I wanted to be part of it.
Dismissal ceremony.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense to not involve the people who didn't work for it. But, you know, was there some shit about upholding the Constitution?
Yeah,
protecting the Constitution.
You're supposed to defend it against enemies.
Okay. And what's
and
the
domestic.
First Amendment?
Something about freedom
of
everything. No tolls,
which includes
like easy pass. Like you're not supposed to have easy pass. So when you're driving, like First Amendment means you're not supposed to have easy pass because you don't have to pay tolls to the government. It's horrible.
No, okay. But what are some baseline things? I'm like holding your hand at this point. You're almost there. You're almost there.
You can
there.
Name your kid whatever you want.
Now I feel like you're being intentionally dense about this. In the state of Maine,
you can have any license plate you want. And in the state of Maine, you can have a swear word.
So I'm talking to you about how I'm going in my prayer.
Okay.
You will uphold the First Amendment. What's in there? There's speech. There's
roads. That's where the toll thing's coming from. Freedom of the roads.
Relish.
Relish has got to be on. Close.
In the context of this, you relish a
in the truth
sort of higher
that
being.
Easy Pass is a scam, and I'm sick of feeding the government money for driving down I-90.
Religion. There you go, Tucker Keene, everybody.
Hey, I got it.
The highest mind on the Take It Easy podcast.
I got
he
it.
Is as quick as a whistle, baby. As quick as a whistle.
I do
Man,
have a high mind.
You got to fucking demolished pickle before you got to religion when I was talking about the First Amendment. You got to relish.
Well, you
before
kept saying relish. And then, now, and then you said I was close, so
no,
obviously you were talking about pickles.
Grillin's on the mind for you right now. That's why you're thinking about
dude,
relish.
I have a great grilling story.
Yeah, which, give it to me.
Well, I was of high mind that evening, like you just said.
Okay. And just to clarify, this isn't like, you know, you're not a philosopher at a salon.
I might have engaged in a little philosophy that night.
Okay, sure.
Or at least I thought I did.
You were within the illusion.
I was within the illusion of reality. Mm-hmm. And Emma knew this, and Emma wasn't. And so I said, it was a beautiful night. We had some barbecue chicken marinating in the fridge. I entered the illusion, and Emma said, you know, are you going to be good to grill? And I was like, grilling's easy. I'm going to be great to grill. This is going to be no problem.
Uh-oh.
And so the chicken's in a big Ziploc bag with barbecue sauce. It's been in there all day. Good stuff.
Yeah.
I go out there, start the grill. I put the chickens on. No problem. Come out later. Flip them. Boom. I'm in the illusion big time. I must
now
have waited
trapped.
Too long.
Now you're in the fucking
I'm
domain
in there,
expansion.
I'm like, oh my God, it's very dark out.
you gain a fear of the dark.
Oh, I'm always afraid of the dark, but I just don't notice.
Are you really?
It. Yeah.
Well,
you
we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Wait. Hold
okay.
On. We'll get
so,
to that. Let me pin that. Let me pin that.
Put a pin in that. Put a thumbtack in it. So I go inside. You know, chicken's flipped. I'm okay. But I'm in the illusion. I'm deep in it. I'm like, oh my
okay.
God, where am
You're
I?
You're waiting around.
And then I'm like, it's probably been 10 seconds. Feels like an eternity. I'm like, I should probably go check on the chicken. Head back out. The entire grill is engulfed in flames.
No. In flames?
In flames,
no!
Dude. And I'm
no!
just like, this is the worst case scenario for me right now.
Because you're in high time, you're within the illusion. Contextually, illusion means that he was high as fuck. And so you're looking at this fire. You're probably feeling like you're peering into the gates of hell.
It was like I was in Lord of the Rings and we were in Mount Doom.
Yeah, you're looking at fucking
like, I have
Sauron.
To conquer this.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It felt like I was dealing with that.
Oh my God. So what'd you do?
Well, I removed the chicken and then I dropped this plate. A nice piece of plate shatters outside.
Oh my God. What was the first thing you said when you saw this flame?
Dude, I don't think I was able to speak really in this.
You're just like, you saw it and you're like, oh, just full caveman speak.
At this point, I'm not thinking that Emma was like, are you going to be good to grill? I mean, that conversation, I forgot about it. So then I vanquished the flame beast.
Yeah, you destroyed the dragon. Very Marine-like of you, just like the Marine commercial.
I have a charred chicken breast in one hand and a shattered nice piece of china in the other. And I go inside and Emma's like, what the fuck happened to you? And I was like, the whole grill was in fire. It was horrible out there. The plate fell and crashed. She was like,
oh my God.
What did I ask you?
Oh, that's amazing.
And then I was like, oh, you were right.
Oh my God. Wait, whoa. what? That was you who said? I thought I dreamed that. Man, so you're like, so that you realize that that, I mean, do we need a reminder of what that commercial was? The Marine commercial of the Marine with the flaming the sword, dragon. Like fighting the volcano beast.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think it was a dragon. I think it was a volcano beast.
I should have run fighting. And tied him in like, am I get my dress blues?
As if any Marine would fight in dress blues. Probably the most constricting piece of.
Oh, it's horrible, dude. It's like, yeah. It's like tight on your neck. Oh, it's a bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you go good. In there, you're like, wait, the dress blues are like a power-up. They've got armor attributes to them. You go out there, you can't move, you know.
Yeah, you're stiff, you can't you're put your arms down. You're
wandering around like a penguin trying to put out these flames. Dude, that's crazy. So, Man, so you're like, you're looking at these flames. That must have been, I really don't think, I mean, the worst, you were there for the worst grilling experience I had, and that was not nearly as bad as that. Wait, that was when we were in Martha's Vineyard
this
and
summer?
I went to
last summer
yeah when I went to light the grill and it was like whoosh. Well yeah the gas was going for a while and I was like I turned the gas on but I didn't have the match or you know what it was I turned the gas on and then like half the matches were wet so it was like I was going through match no nope, gas match, is just like nope match. Yeah gas is still just it's putting all the gas out I'm like you know I'm and we were, you know, we were, you were, no, you know what? That's funny. We were in high spirits that whole week. So I was probably high when I was doing this too.
Oh, that week was debaucherous.
It was debaucherous. Yeah, no, it was. And so I get one to light and I'm like, well, time to put it deep into the grill because that's where the gas is coming from. No, the gas is already like at eye level. So I put in there. I'm like. What the hell just happened? I'm like stunned. I look down, my entire arm charred.
Yeah, you lost.
I remember I come inside and I'm like, oh.
You know, everybody was in high spirits.
Yeah, well, Tucker was probably like, dude, you got rocked.
You just got rocked out there.
Yeah,
that girl's fucking you up, dude. I'm getting giddy thinking about that. That was funny.
Yeah,
and then we're all like laughing, and we're like, "Wait, do you need help? Like, are you good, or like, how bad is this burn?"
I think. Well, honestly, I feel like there was an attempt to make an ice bath for me, or I was running my arm underwater for sure. But yeah. It didn't end up being that bad. I mean, it just kind of felt like a sunburn most of the time, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Man, I mean, so oh, God, that's awesome! I can't believe that happened to you.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.
And you know, if we weren't competitive anymore, and I wasn't, you know, and I wasn't your greatest supporter, this would have been, you know, this would have been.
It would have entered the logbook.
Should we give context for that?
We should give a little context for the logbook. The logbook's a little piece of lore.
Mm.
It's a little piece of lore. I don't know when it was birthed, but the most entries within the logbook relate to Ted's audio problems for starting in like 2014.
Yeah.
Anytime Ted on Skype or Discord, his mic input was wrong or something.
Well, which is funny too, because the moment that I'm the one who's had the most advanced audio setup for the longest time.
Yes.
Yeah. And it is interesting that you know, post Tucker entering the content creator era, but pre our non-competitive era, you know, moment Tucker starts getting the Rode microphone, he's got the Go XLR or whatever, you know, you know, the logbook entry started getting a little bit scarce. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm noticing.
I was never a big proponent of the logbook. Sure, I voted for the logbooks in some of the elections. Sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure, you were in charge of maybe a Google Doc or two.
But I definitely voted against the logbook in 2/3 of the elections. Okay, right, so.
Right. Yeah. And just to spell it out plainly, we grew up with a very competitive friend group. I mean, I think that is pretty typical of a lot of men friend groups, but like.
I would say ours was especially bad.
It was toxically competitive to the point of, you know, just half the times that we're hanging out, we're having a blast, but then also we're arguing and then we return to do it again the next day. It was ridiculous.
And we are in a new era.
We are. We're in an era
as
of bliss.
Take it easy.
Yeah, we're all about
now. Episode 4 or 5 was we signed the declaration of taking it easy.
Of this podcast, we signed the declaration?
Yeah, after like episode 4, we signed the declaration to actually take it easy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you know, that's part of what this podcast is. We're all figuring it out together. We're all figuring out how to take it easy. But yeah, no, the audio, yeah, the audio issues.
That was the biggest log.
Yeah, the main thing that we were talking about though was the logbook. And so if you had made that mistake, because in this friend group that we had, this high school to college sort of friend crew. There is a set of values, you know, there's a set of values, things that you need to be good at, things that you need to be good at. And if you are not proficient at those things, there is a perceived like lack of skill in that person. For instance, one of those is grilling. If you are not good at grilling or if you're not proficient at grilling, there was a vibe that there was like, you were less than. Do you remember that?
That one, I never, and I'm going to open up to you right now. I never pushed that because I know nothing about grilling. I grill like burgers and steaks and I do like a decent job, but yeah. I know nothing about grilling. But friend X, we'll call him friend X, was always up your ass about it. And I was always like, don't come at me because I don't know what I'm doing.
What's funny is that I think as a result of that, those, you know, various things you need. Well, here's another one. Here's another value, which is a good one, I suppose. But, you know, safe handling of guns.
Yeah, which
and
is
like,
crazy.
And proper gun maintenance and usage of weaponry. That's a high value thing.
That's a high value for, like, that was a high value before any of us ever owned a gun or anything.
I know. And you and I were doing that on the road trip at the gun range. Like we were like getting that. I think that mostly came from you for sure, because obviously you wanted to be in the Marines.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have the most exposure these days.
Yeah. Well, you probably shot fucking 100,000 rounds through a high capacity machine gun.
Everything.
Yeah. So there's grilling. There's that, and then there's another one is
good audio quality.
Well, I suppose good audio quality, but really just proficiency with computers.
Which is funny because the other two you mentioned are like really traditional, like blue collar masculine activities.
Yeah, yeah. But now we're getting into like how okay this is where
how
the gaming
our friend group actually interacts.
Operated, yeah. Like yeah. So. And it continues even today. You know, I for a while when I started doing the YouTube thing, I started buying the pre-builts and stuff like that because my original computer I built myself. I started getting the pre-builts, okay. And I started getting shit for that. But then I was one of those things where I was like doing all the research and figuring out how to build this computer, and then the fact that you could fuck it up and then lose money on your project or whatever, it was like, I'm going to make more money working. Then I'm going to be worrying about this.
Guilty of giving you a little shit about.
Yeah, that's one of the things that you value too. But then guess what? You got a pre-built, and
I have
now,
a pre-built now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
if you have the funds, or your bosses are willing to help you out to get a work computer that you can also put on your taxes, you should go for a pre-built because It's really easy. But yeah. I built my previous two computers, and I built a lot of computers for a lot of people in the barracks.
Yeah.
So I kind of got it out of my system. I was like, I know what I'm doing. I could do this.
My computer here that I'm using is from Schlatt, is from Schlatt's company, Starforce Systems. I can thank Schlatt for that. And I, you know, it works excellently. And I just installed some new memory into it the other day. That was the first time I've actually
storage.
Done something.
If you say memory, people are going to think you're talking about RAM, which you did not
see
do.
What I mean? See what I mean?
No, I'm not competing. I'm just, you're going to confuse it. He put a new M2 SSD.
No, but you guys witnessed that right there. You see that? It was like,
no,
it was like
you put a new M2 SSD. The chat is going to light you up down there. They are going to light you up because you're
wrong. But these are some of the things. And, you know, we may have entered the era of take it easy, but, you know, we have these tendencies that we need to question about ourselves. It's like, why do we value this so much? Why is this, you know, because, you know, I'm a smart guy. But I made a little flub there, you know, because, you know, that is, you know, at a certain degree, it is memory. But then you were like, you know, it was you judged me there. You thought I was less.
I didn't think you were less. I just.
No, you had a moment where you were like, wait, my friend's a fucking idiot. I have to let him know before he gets roasted by who?
No, no, no.
The comments?
They're going to light you up. Watch them. He put an M2 SSD in there.
But you just told me I was getting bothered by a comment about 40 minutes ago, and you told me not to worry about that.
Okay, but this you just earned this one.
So the feelings of what we've past experienced,
they
run
still
through
our
hearts. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think that that's something that you could open yourself up to.
To being competitive again?
No, 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 no. To healing.
Oh yeah, no, I'm on the path to healing. Are you trying to undo everything? No,
yeah, let's bring it back. Let's start being a little bit more competitive.
I am healed.
Yeah, so we've got guns, we've got computers, we've got grilling. So
I'll give you a very niche one that was super relevant for about 2 years. Was how efficient or not efficient, how what's the word? Proficient. You were with Arma 3 as like a program.
Because
Arma is like almost not a game. You know, it's like it borders on
that's,
like.
Yeah, you're right. That is a little niche. That's like more within. That's like within. If we had to call like, because I'm putting the audio issues under the computer subcategory, you know, or the computer larger category.
Yeah,
I feel like
is,
the Arma stuff. Video game efficiency.
It's
the
kind of a
proficiency.
Branch of that.
Really, that's just overall proficiency and realism shooters.
Which is that links the guns and the computers.
It does. That's it does bridge. Link the guns and the computers. And so, you know, and I'm sure that there are friend groups out there that all have these things, you know? Like,
oh, I'm
you know
sure.
that they're, you know, because like you and I, we haven't played. Well, I've gone to a driving range a couple of times, but neither of us have played a lick of a game of golf.
Yeah, I've been to
but
Kimbrel's.
For a lot of guy groups, golf
that's
is
a big,
big
thing. Yeah.
Curtis Connor, he plays golf. He plays golf.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he does.
What does that mean? What
would, I don't know.
What would,
I,
no, no, I'm like, I'm...
I got some
I'm
beef
not
with
even
golf.
Like,
I have some beef with golf.
Well, I know you have some beef with golf, but like, I don't even know what angle that
I don't
like
know what
that,
angle it came out of. I just
was that against Curtis or was that against golf or was that against were you
what,
judging
what should,
Curtis what, for playing golf?
I got some beef with golf.
Okay, and that really reflects on really?
On Curtis.
Wow. my dad plays golf.
I bet he does.
See, now that was different. That was different. That was like, there was a bit of whimsy in that.
Well, I like your dad. Not that I don't like Curtis, but I'm close with Mr. Nivison.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, he's kind of like an uncle.
Okay. A mysterious uncle.
I don't think he's as mysterious anymore.
Yeah.
A little,
no, he used to be, my dad used to be a fucking mystery to you though.
Well, and he was kind of...
First guest on the Take It Easy podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.
He was kind of like a mythical creature within our friend group, within our trio.
For you, really.
I think you didn't know him either. You were like, who is this guy? Silver-haired fox.
No, your dad's white. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you know your parent as much as you knew your parent in high school, which is like not kind of a lot.
Yeah,
maybe,
well,
my parents, well, I don't know. Maybe you got maybe a little bit more exposure.
To my parents?
Well, yeah, because they like, you know, divorced and stuff.
They did?
Sorry to say, dude. Sorry to say. Actually,
are you kidding me? This is you're
that's
killing
not just
me.
Your mom's friend, dude. It's just not your mom's friend. Although I had a big flub up.
You had a big flub? What happened?
Where I thought they were just friends.
Well, to the outside observer, it kind of seems that way.
No, but it was like a thing. It was like a thing where I was like, we were all at like the dinner table.
Oh, and your was mom it was at like, my house?
Yeah, and your mom was like, Ted, we're together. And I was like, oh.
I think this is a blocked out memory for me.
Why
like,
were you
Ted saying something embarrassing that like kind of reflects on me. So my mind's just like, do not remember that.
So, well, contextually, when I was growing up, there was this family that lived across the street from me, and they had like the weirdest family dynamic ever, because it was like it was the kid I would hang out with on the street, and then he had his sister, and then they had their dad and mom. Okay, we got a normal family unit, but then they had like their dad's friend from his childhood named Daryl that would park on their lawn. He would park this like sort of dark teal work van on their lawn a lot of the time. And he was like sort of this mysterious, gruff, like, you know, he sort of gave the same energy as like Hagrid or like a groundskeeper type energy where you like didn't really know what his, like, I don't know if they were related at all. I don't know what his relation to the father was.
Yeah, how does this come into the family dynamic?
I don't know, but he was always there, and he lived there, and he parked his work van on the lawn. And then a couple years later, another family, as in like a mom and two kids, move into the house and are now living with that family as well. So now you have one man,
two and a half family, or you have two full families worth of people,
kind of, because you've got one, but there's one man. One head of household, then random groundskeeper man, four kids of two different mothers, and then two moms. And I think it was kind of like a poly thing or something,
but
I didn't understand.
Did they have a pineapple around?
That is not the same thing at all as swingers.
There has to be a pineapple involved.
I'm sure that they ate pineapple. I'm sure that there was maybe pineapple involved in their lives in some sort of category as the fruit. Yeah,
there has to be.
But I, you know, it was one of those things, like those weird scenarios from your childhood where it was just like the way that the childhood friend explained it to me. It was like, these new kids here, they're my brothers. They're my brothers now. And
you're like, no,
and
they're not.
We all, well, no, I, because children are malleable, you know, the younger you are, the more open you are to just a situation being the situation. So I had this little like prerequisite in my brain that was totally okay and thought it was totally fair and normal for two families to just live together in the same house. and have there not be any sort of like
was,
weird
there was evidence of that, you were just like, yeah, that's fine. I'm not, just never even thought to ask more questions.
Well, yeah. And when I was also growing up, we had these two gay neighbors. It was this older couple, these two men. They were awesome. They ran the fucking hot dog stand. You know what I'm talking about? Ed's hot dogs?
Ed's hot dogs? No, I didn't ever ate one of Ed's hot dogs.
Oh, well, they had like a... It was by the... They had like a hot dog stand by this
like
lumberman.
I don't like hot dogs.
Okay.
I don't... I don't know if that's... I like sausage. I do not like hot dog.
You know what I'll do? I'll put a pin on that. We can talk about that in a second. Let me put that bratwurst. Bratwurst.
Whoa, okay. Your shirt is looking trippy. Right now... Because of the
Hold on. I'll put that down. I'll pin that. Shirt looking trippy. Shirt trippy. Okay.
Good.
So
I'm not going to be able to stop looking at it.
When I was a kid, they were just, I asked my parents, I was like, so those two just like live together? And they were like, yeah, they're like friends. I think that's what my parents told me. I don't think they were ready to tell me that gay people existed yet or something. So they were just like, yeah, they're just friends. And I remember... having the thought, I was like, oh shit, okay, well when I get older, like I'll definitely live with my best friend.
Dude, we just get all my friends.
I'll just definitely live with my best friend. That sounds like a fucking dope thing. So yeah. when there was the situation with you guys where, you know, and I'm an adult at this point, there's a situation with you guys where there's two families living together, I was just like, oh yeah, didn't even cross my mind. It like did not genuinely even crossed my mind.
When I was in like middle school, or maybe it was probably like sixth or seventh grade, so yeah, middle school, one of my closest friend at the time like broke, I would go to his house all the time for sleepovers, but he like broke down one night to tell me that his older brother had the same dad as him but a different mom. And like they lived as like a nuclear family, two kids, two parents, but the mom was only the mom of the youngest, which was my friend. He like broke down telling me this, and I was like, I don't care, dude. Like, do you see the shit that I'm dealing with? Like, this is baby mode, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I also have a half sibling who I share a dad with.
And now when she gets older, she's gonna break down to someone. Yeah. She's gonna be like, my older brother is only 50% that thing.
Yeah. No, she's so open. She's a
How old is she now?
10.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, you probably remember her birth.
I don't remember her birth necessarily, but I remember when we went to Paris Island to see you graduate, and I mean, she had to be fucking, I mean, what was that? That was almost, she had to be one. She had to be like under, she wasn't, I don't even know if she was talking at that point.
Yeah, she was probably right around one.
Because it was like it was me. Like we were all at dinner before we went to actually see you, and her and I like went on like a little walk, or she could walk at that point. So we went on like a little walk because she was stressing her mom out. So
still
we're just like walking along the sidewalk, and I'm just like, you know, she's just like checking stuff out. She tried to pick something up. I'm like, nope. Don't do that. No. You know, we're just like walking. We do that for like 15 minutes and come back.
Yeah. I just watched her play soccer and it's like, holy smokes. Her age, it's right at the line where you start learning like what kids are actually good at the sport they're playing and what kids are just there as like an extracurricular.
Okay.
Because sure. It's like when the travel teams are kind of starting to like recruit, they'll go to your parent, a specific parent, and they'll be like, hey, we see a lot in your kid. We'd like to have them on the travel team.
That's, you know, that's crazy. It is kind of crazy that there are adult and you know, we're going to be like that at some point, but like there are adult people who are like coaches of like children's teams that are so invested in the success of them that they personalize it, you know.
They're recruiting like it's Moneyball.
Yeah. Yeah, they're recruiting like they're fucking, yeah, it's Moneyball, dude. Yeah.
And that, like, one of them will be like, that girl's just got a great attitude. She's a great player. And the other guy's like, look at the numbers, man. Look at her numbers.
Yeah, like when I played travel basketball when I was younger, like, man, fucking my the coach of the team I was on was like a fucking drill sergeant.
That's awesome.
Like if we, if somebody made like a little, and I get it, you know, kids when they're in high school are fucking pieces of work, you know, they're making jokes and stuff like that because, you know, well, it's just like, you know, when you're that age, it's like, you know, I know this because I was that person where I was just such a fucking disruption. And so, but like, what they would make you do if somebody was like, oh, somebody said something, or like, you know, there was like something went wrong where the coach got pissed off, they'd make you run. Suicides is what it's called.
Yeah. Suicides.
You probably did it in the Marines or something.
Oh yeah. And that was just like a gym class warm up and stuff too.
Oh, but like suicides, like we're talking doing suicides until like kids were throwing up.
Suicides is just the pacer test, really.
Yeah, but the thing is with the pacer test is that you can stop whenever you want, but there was like this,
you can't stop the pacer test whenever you want. You have to wait for like the kids who are clearly not gonna make, you can't, you know, there's a hierarchy.
Oh, that's a personal thing. But like,
all the girls in basketball, beat you on the pacer test.
You can't stop the suicides in basketball. You have to keep going, or you're gonna get screamed at more. You know, they're like, run! You can't even hear that.
That sucks. I don't wish. I don't know. I've been playing basketball lately, and I went home this past weekend, and we played what's that game? Horse, dude. I cleaned up.
Really?
I've been practicing. Yeah.
Damn. You want to hear something really shitty?
I'm gonna be better than
you. You want to hear something really shitty? I told Hassan that I would play basketball with him this morning, and then I missed it.
See, this is that discipline thing I was talking about.
Oh, you piece of shit. You piece of shit. No, but now that I missed that, I'm so 1,000% gonna show up
to the next one.
To the next one, because I'm embarrassed. No, it's 3 times a week.
Oh wow. He balls.
Yeah, he goes 3 times a week on the dot. Every week he's got like this fucking laser focus that I'm so jealous of.
He's got discipline.
He's just got like, I know. Yeah, sure. But like, the brain's dealing with a different hand too at the end of the day. Like I genuinely think that there are people that like to activate on certain things. I genuinely think that people just have different mental obstacles to do stuff. Like when it comes to like doing something like really fucking, you know, creative or like blowing something
you're a rock star
out of the water that I'm interested in like that, there's nothing that can stop me. I'm just a fucking machine. But then when
he probably is for basketball.
Sure. Yeah. Him just like working out and stuff. I mean, he's just very committed to it.
He's a committed guy. He's locked in all over.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, he's locked in.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What I will say, though, is that I have a list of... I've been writing things down here. So you're afraid of the dark?
You put a pin in that?
I did. I put a pin in that.
Yeah, I think everybody is to a certain extent.
Are they? But you're a Marine. They should have squeezed that out of you. What's that about?
Well, I don't fear the enemy.
But what if the enemy is the dark?
No, the enemy.
That's gonna get you like this. If the enemy ends up being the dark talk, it's gonna be like this.
You love doing that pose.
That's the pray. You gotta pray, man. That's praying.
I don't like the dark. I don't like the dark. Do you?
What is it about the dark?
I think it's the lack of stimulus. If you want to get real, yeah. Well, it's like
Riddle me this. So are we talking complete full darkness, like pitch black darkness, or are we talking about nighttime?
Both, man.
Really? So
well,
you're telling me that
a night.
Now let me reframe it for you.
Okay, frame it up.
You're in a field, crickets, crisp, warm summer night. You look up in the sky, no light pollution, stars.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. But let me paint you a different scenario. Walking through the woods, dark.
Okay.
Dark. Hear a twig snap. Are you not on edge?
Do I have an RPG or?
You got nothing, dude. RPG? You wouldn't even know what to do with an RPG.
I would shoot it. It's just a fucking trigger.
Okay, yeah. You got me there. Yeah.
The easiest to fucking shoot rocket. Yeah, it's the easiest to fucking shoot. Probably the easiest to shoot rocket launcher that exists in the world.
Yeah, okay. Whatever, smarty pants.
Dude, that thing, you put that thing right in the little hole.
Yep. No, reloadable.
That thing probably works the same way that the fucking Nerf gun version of it works.
Yeah, no, I bet it's about
you
the
load
same.
The thing in, it locks in, and then you just press the trigger and it goes.
You know, making those things reloadable were really good. Well, that was a good idea because the rockets we use aren't reloadable.
So I'm gonna load. So I don't have an RPG.
No, you do not.
Okay, do I have a Desert Eagle?
So you're not taking the dark seriously.
What? I'm asking clarifying questions. You can't tell me that I'm not taking it seriously if I'm asking follow-up questions about it.
How scary? Do you watch scary movies?
Sometimes.
And do they frighten you? Whether it's in the moment or later on.
They used to until I...
Really, I'm having the opposite effect.
What?
I used to watch them all the time. High school. Yeah, anything.
Really?
And nowadays, I'm like, no. I'm in a house alone at night.
You got more to lose.
I got more to lose. And now if I'm, let's say Emma's out of town for a weekend or something.
Yeah, you just looked around your room.
I'm laying in that bed alone in my house. My house built in 1850. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't be having that. What about the paranormals?
A lot of times when I'm watching a horror movie, I'll pull out a little piece of, like, you know, the went to film school thing where I'm like, so how'd they do this shot? You know,
see, that's
how we're my
mechanism right there.
Oh, no, that's what I said. I was like, I used to until I invented it effectively, but now I just kind of do it. So now I'm like kind of looking at the movie for the movie.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I mean, if it's a really good movie and the writing's really good, you can't do that. You'll get lost in it. You get lost in the sauce.
Well, you got those nice in-stair lighting. The gun doesn't matter with the paranormal. Gun, no gun. You think the ghost cares? The demon does not care if you have a firearm. He is above that.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me...
So, in this dark scenario, I just clarifying here, I just don't have a gun.
You do not have a gun. I can give you a butter knife.
Okay. So, I have a butter knife. What type of butter knife?
Dude, speaking of butter, I just remembered. Do you remember when you freaked out at me because you didn't like the way I was cutting the butter when I was taking from the top? And you called my mom and you were like, Tucker's taking the butter off the top. He's skimming it. Isn't he a fucking idiot?
Yeah, no, honestly, and this was like last year. I did in fact tell on Tucker.
And my mom was like, oh, wow, he does sound dumb. I go to my mom's place this weekend, and this is going to go in the episode. Look at her butter tray, and I don't want to hear a fucking thing, okay?
Oh, my God.
I open the butter. I'm like shocked, and I'm like, I was wrong. I was disciplined for so much less.
You were shocked. Like, you opened it and you were like, oh,
I was like, get me my phone. I need to show Ted.
That's awesome. And how'd your mom react? Was she like, oh, mom, oh, she's guilty?
Like, oh, it's not usually like this. Oh, it's actually.
Really?
I was like, shut up, mom. Shut up. I have to get this to my guy.
You push her into the fucking shelves.
Yeah, I'm like
trying
to
stop you. She's trying to get at your phone. That's awesome. Yeah, no. So you were like, so this is like not necessarily like you just didn't even have a chance, you know, at a
growing up. No, I think I was
growing up, looking at this, growing up, you didn't have a chance in a normal life.
No, I was destined to be a freak.
Yeah. No, because this is really, this is worse than what you did, because this isn't even cold butter. I'm looking at this.
No,
this
it's
isn't
soft.
Cold butter.
It's soft. It sits
that's
out.
That's soft butter that's been excavated in a, like it's a piece of ore. Like what's so special? What's so
special?
It even
special looks like it might be fused together with a with another piece, maybe.
Yeah, potentially like a leftover from another occasion. No, this is
it was horrifying,
Tucker. This is shocking.
I know. That's why I had to bring it up. I was like, I got to get this to the podcast. This needs to see the light of day.
My goodness, and I just upgraded.
Oh, you on the butterbell?
No, I have the butterbell. But I upgraded my butter dish to a new one because I was in Mexico. I was in Mexico I was off away. And I did actually have, before we end the pod, I had one thing to say about my Mexico trip.
Time flies when you're
having fun. There was one little funny story about my time, my little vacation in Mexico that I thought was a little silly because it was in California, Baja. So it's not necessarily like, it's
Baja,
like one
California,
of the
I think it's. You've been there. Actually, I'm going to rescind everything.
Yeah, yeah. Let's look it up. California, Baja. California, Baja. I'm pretty sure that... No, you're right.
I was about to give you the benefit of the doubt because you had been there.
No, something about like... I just been hearing it.
California, Baja.
Baja, California. Yeah.
I mean, probably what it'll be called when we take
it
or something.
Well, it's like one of the safer states.
Apparently we do that now.
In Mexico, because it's like doesn't really have too many like cartel routes and stuff.
Yeah.
And like and the area that we were in was like very much so like gentrified, like
resort,
you know. Yeah, like fancy.
Was it Gulf side, like the inner, or
it was in the Gulf. It was the Gulf
That's
side.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, it was by... You would have loved it because it was...
I know.
That boat ride I did was like by all these... Everything we saw was like all in these nature reserves. So like pretty much untouched land. And like and it was also a marine park as well. So it was like untouched fish too.
Oh, man. We got to get our rods down there, dude.
But I'm hearing about, you know, they're filling me in on like the safety of it or whatever. Because obviously it's like... You know, it's not the same as just like going to fucking, I don't know. I'm sure that there's plenty of like Mexico City. It seems like a very safe area. Like Mexico is a safe country generally, but like they're, you know, it's not the same as the US. And so I was getting the rundown, and we're in this town that's like, it's like most of the houses are inhabited by like Canadians and like white people and stuff. And like, they were like, yeah, it is safe, but sometimes there's shootings.
Well, we say the same
and I'm
thing
like,
here.
And I'm like, why? Why? And I was like, oh, well, it's just the cartel. And I'm like, this is the cartel? Okay, interesting. Like, yeah. And they were like, yeah, like a couple months ago, the cartel came by. There was a guy who was jumping over buildings. He was jumping over buildings and some woman saw him and he was like, had a gun. And he just went like this and he went,
shh. And this was in California, Baja.
Yeah. This is in like this nice town that it's like, you know, that's been built up like with a bunch of investment and stuff like that. And, what the person told me was that like, you know, but we'll be, you know, if there was a shootout, we'd still be safe though. And I was like, why? And I was like, oh, because the cartel are really good shots. And I was like, wow. Oh, as in like they're one and done. They're shoot like they have like the really good fucking marksmen that'll just go and assassinate somebody, use one bullet, and then they're out of there.
The cartel is such an enigma. Like I have no idea I can't picture the cartel or like it's, and shows like Breaking Bad make them seem so like mysterious. Like they'll like hit you so
I think
fat.
That's because there is very little known about them, surely.
But they must be a pretty big organization, right? Like they
have to be, yeah.
Yeah, they're running like into the U.S., down into Central and South America. Like it's a
well, it's like if you look at the supply lines of the cartel, it's all basically we're the country with the big drug problem.
Yeah,
like the other countries don't really have the drug problem that we do with like narcotics and shit like that.
Well, maybe they just don't sell them there because the money to be made in the U.S. is so much greater.
Yeah, you're right. They can, you know, they can make more money in there, but also because they aren't the money target, there hasn't been the influx of its production there, so it didn't result as much of a problem because there wasn't that sort of self-fulfilling prophecy of like the of like people trying to sell it and then people buying it and then people introducing it to new people kind of thing. But yeah, you look at all those cartel routes and it's like all it's coming from like South America and just like it all flows like through Mexico and it's like all just going into the US. It's wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never done drugs, so I don't.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I'm not a huge drug guy.
Not a huge drug guy.
But
we could go take some drugs on the Patreon episode.
Yeah, we could. We could take some drugs on the Patreon episode.
And
well,
that's going to make your shirt look even trippier than it does.
I know. Yeah, we've got
are
some.
Are you
we've
seeing
got...
what I'm talking about by looking at yourself? It looks like it's like fuzz, like it's like a screen that's like blurry. Like it's going like because of the way the lines are.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Dude, they're going to light you up down there.
Dude, you like, just seem crazy.
No, it looks like your shirt's like a fuzzy, like a CRT screen kind of.
Nah, dude.
Where it has like that little bit of like interlacing going on.
I don't think that's my shirt. I think I'm just maybe phasing a little bit.
You're phasing? What the hell is phasing? If this is some Severance spoiler, do not give it to me.
No, dude, I'm just maybe partly phasing because of my shirt. Thank you guys so much for joining on this episode of Take It Easy. We're going to be talking for an extra hour on the Patreon episode. And then after this, we're going to be recording a episode 4 of the Project Zomboid series
we're
that we are
doing.
We're
going to recover my body because if you know, it was lost.
It's the best way to support the podcast if by and large, the best way to support the podcast.
Best way to support my new baby.
You know, yeah, best way to support Tucker's new baby child. And, and here's the thing. Let me put it in perspective, you know, $5 a month.
Whoa. That's, are you trying to sell me on this?
I'm trying to sell people on this. $5 a month if you want just the bonus episode, $5 a month, that is literally the price of... less than the price of like a matcha latte. It's less than the price of a cup of coffee now. Like $5. That's less than a cup of
coffee.
Coffee
is expensive.
Yeah, that's less than a cup of coffee a month. If you buy coffee more than 5 times a month, you could buy 5 Take It Easy subscriptions a month. But you don't have to. You only need to do it once. And then you get 4 extra hours of content a week. You get to, and also we're going to be looking at SpeakPipe stuff. So today, we're going to be listening to patron submitted SpeakPipes, which you'll only be able to hear on the Patreon episode. Anyways, my pitch is over.
We're going to give really good advice.
Well, yeah, we're going to give really good advice. We're going to give, you know, it's going to be great. So we hope you join us over there. Thank you so much for listening.
Get grilling. Don't burn your grill.
Don't burn it.
Take it easy.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.